Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to it. My name is Nkululeko Nkeu, and this is the big interview brought to you by Engen. And believe it or not, SuperSport United are in danger of relegation. And this episode, we speak to their coach, their caretaker coach rather, that is Coach Kaetano Tembo, about his plans to escape relegation, about the impact that the CAF Confederations Cup has had on their league form. I hope you enjoy the conversation.
Sokala Duma Radio.
I'm now joined on the line by SuperSport United's caretaker coach, Coach Kaetano Tembo. Thank you very much for joining us. How are you doing, Coach?
I'm doing well, and thanks for having me.
All right. And, wow, man, it's been a bumpy ride for your team so far this season. A lot of things have happened. One of those things was the CAF Confederations Cup, in which you took control of initially when Stuart Baxter was taking control of Bafana Bafana. For you, did you have a sense initially when you took on those few matches, one or two games on the continent, that you would be in the position that you are in now?
Well, I think at that time it was a little bit different things now. When I took over the team, it's been already struggling. And the players, when you're not winning matches, and also age starts to drop, players that, losing confidence, in playing with senior. And I think that's the difference in the moment. But I think we passed that now. We managed, to make sure that the players calm, no panic in the game, players starting to play with a little bit more confidence than British. And because it's been a very difficult season for us, we started playing so well, winning the MTN 8 and reaching the CAF Confederations Cup. But I know, when you play so many games, and I think this was the first time we ever had to do this, and it keeps its toll on the players, but those are the lessons. We always also learn, after going through this, and I think it will help us in the long run as a club as well. But at the moment, the main focus is for us to try and, start winning matches and, and move out of, the position which we are in at the moment.
Mm. And you mentioned loss of confidence in the players. Would you say that that is one of the reasons why you have scored only 3 goals in the last 10 matches? What's going on? Is that one of the reasons?
Yeah, it can be part as well, part of that. But at the end of the day, I think even scoring goals, it's always a team effort. And I think we have been, creating chances, and we have been playing well, with a better structure. I think especially in the last 4 games where we've had a better structure and, defensively and also in attack, we've had a structure where, we can play and, create opportunities. But sometimes it's only the decisions, especially in the final third, which has been letting us down. It's either we rush in teams, lack of, composure, and sometimes not putting the right weight behind the pass, or making the right decision, and or choosing the right option. And but we're getting there. I think the most encouraging thing is we rediscovering ourselves, and we're playing more like the SuperSports. We're playing our normal brand of football without fear. And it's shown in the past games which we've played, we've created a lot of chances, and we haven't been able to take them. But at the end of the day, the most important thing for us at the moment is the performance, which gives us confidence going into the next.
Mm. And one of the things that you could attribute, besides the loss of form, to the lack of goal scoring in recent times, and 3 goals in 10 matches is appalling for a very good team like SuperSport United. One of the reasons you could attribute to the loss of scoring form is, one, losing the best striker in the country in January midway through the season to Mamelodi Sundowns, your biggest rivals, and also roping in Evans Rusike, who was an incredible goal scorer for Maritzburg United, and he's not firing the goals. What do you attribute his lack of goal scoring form to? And would it not be better if SuperSport had held on to Jeremy Brocky?
I think it can be twofold. I think Jeremy, when the time he left, he had also not scored, you know, for quite some time. But at the end of the day, I think he used to be our go-to guy in terms of goals, and he brought so much, you know, quality, you know, especially in the final third. But at the same time as well, when we got, you know, Evans also is a good goal scorer. He scored about 7 goals. But at the same time, he needs also to try, you know, using time to try and chill. And I would say maybe he came at the wrong time where he didn't really have time to adapt, you know, to his environment, to a new environment, you know, a new team. And that takes, you know, a little bit of time, you know. He scored 1 goal for us at the moment, and we don't doubt his quality. He puts in a very good player, and I think with time you give us goals.
And one of the last one on this issue of strikers, specifically with Evans Rusike, one of the technical analysis that one could make as a layman football follower is that at Maritzburg United, he used to be a wing forward. So he would come in from, especially on the left side of the wing or the forward, and make those runs and then cut into his right foot, which is his favorable foot, and shoot and score most of the time. What have you tried perhaps trying to manipulate precisely the same thing that was done by Maritzburg United, or are you giving him different instructions?
Well, what we do, you know, in our structure, the way we play, we play with the front three, and those front three players, they've got, you know, freedom of movement in terms of, you know, creating space. They can interchange, you know, positions at any time, and sometimes you find events on the left as well, and you can always find him on the right. It's also, you know, if you look at the Maritzburg, he's been there for quite a long time. And, you know, probably that their strike forces, their attack was also built around him. And, you know, there was an understanding between, you know, players. That's the most important thing and the key thing. And we still, you know, work in progress in terms of that. You know, with him, because he just came in now. And if we had time, it's only that he came in at a time where we also under pressure, we're looking for goals. And sometimes we also want to try and make sure that he's also calm. We don't put him under a lot of pressure, because we know his qualities, and we know that he also needs a little bit of time to adapt. And we know with time, we have been creating chances, you know, in our past few games, and he's been playing a very pivotal role in all that. But we're hopeful that, you know, very soon he will start, you know, scoring goals.
All right, and the CAF Confederations Cup, you went to the final of last season. This season, the second leg you are playing, you played against Gor Mahia in the first leg. They won 1-0. This time around, you're hosting them. Let's talk a bit about the impact that focusing on the CAF competition has on your league form. And whether or not perhaps this season you're also giving it the same goal that you had last season?
Well, I think the most important thing for the club, and, you know, and for the players as well, is for them to know, you know, that whenever we put out a team, we always try and select our best available, you know, team possible. And irrespective of injuries, irrespective of loss of form, but the team which we put out there is always, you know, it's always prepared in a way that we go out there and put out a good performance, you know, irrespective of the results. And when we went to Goma here, we took a lot of youngsters, and they played very well. And, you know, in the last campaign, you know, the CAF, it produced players like Teboho Mokoena, Sipombule.
Sipombule, yeah.
They played most of their games in the Confederation Cup than the league. And it was also part of their development. So now we've got players like Jamie Weber, Luke Leroux, Darren Smith, and those players also, you know, they made their debut in the Confederation Cup. So we've got no doubt that we've got a good, you know, team, we've got a good squad, and that's our mentality. We'll try and also box clever and try and give, you know, some of the players a little bit of rest, because we've just played about 3 games in about 7 days. And that can be taxing if you don't manage your players properly. And we always want to make sure that we prepare our players equally, so that whenever they are required, they are always going to be giving us 100%, if not 110%.
But what is the straw that breaks the camel's back, though? Is number 14 position in the log not that straw that breaks the camel's back to say that, look, we need to prioritize now? The reason why you are in the CAF Confederations Cup is because you do well in the Cups, and also because you top 4 in the league. Now you're number 14. Is it not time perhaps to assess that you should not, I'm not even suggesting that you shouldn't, but it's a predicament that is posed by the situation at you as the club. So have you had those conversations? Does the board expect you to go as far as the semi-finals, the finals, or even winning it, when they see that it's affecting your form and affecting the number of games you have to play?
Yeah, but like I said earlier, I think we have, you know, professional players, and I don't think you would want to send out a team and you send out a message to the players that we are sending out a weaker team, and because no one wants to play in a weaker team. So it's that belief that we have instilled in our players, that we always want to take out, you know, a strongest team whenever we play. But nevertheless, I think also our priority as well is to also try and make sure that we look after our status in the league, because for us to play in Africa, we also have to be in the PSL. So that's why I was saying we need to also try and manage our team properly, and we have players who have played a lot of games, like Dean, too. So all the other top players have played a lot of games, so we also need to, you know, give them a little bit of rest, so that whenever we play, we have a fresh team each and every time we put out our team.
All right, let's talk about, Coach, these players that you've just mentioned now. Some of them, Ngata, Gold, Mashamaite, are on the wrong side of 30, in that they are already 32 or above. Perhaps there is a concern about how long they can last you in a 90-minute period game. And perhaps now it's logical to start considering their futures. Ngata is not featuring that much. Mashamaite has had injury problems. Morgan Gould, you can visibly see that he's not the same player he was 3 seasons ago. So has it ever crossed your mind, or the board's mind, that you may need to replace these players, and many of them, in a very short space of time?
Well, I think in the long term, we can, you know, always, there are always, you know, plans, you know, irrespective of their ages. I think what's important is what they give us at the moment, on and off the field. And they've been very pivotal in our success. And I think as long as also they still perform the way they've been performing, we always consider, you know, them very important in the team. But nevertheless, it's always also important for us to, you know, prepare. That's why we're playing some of the younger players, like the Tebohos. They're also playing and they're learning, you know, from those older guys, you know, with the idea of, you know, playing, you know, consistently in the long run. So we always want to try and mix, you know, our team with youth and experience as well, so that there is always that good transition, the smooth transition whenever we have injuries or there's loss of form and other players are to retire. But at the end of the day, we have that plan. But it's only that, you know, we can't really focus on that because we have been losing. We haven't been doing well. And it might not be entirely to that. It's because of, you know, the campaign which we have had. And it's been a little bit taxing for each and every one member of the team, irrespective of their ages. Because there's been a lot of traveling. There's been a lot of football as well to be played. I think in January alone, we played about 10 games in 28 days, which is about 3 games and a game after 3.5 days, which, you know, can be a lot for the players. But those are the challenges which you come across when you play in Africa, and you learn from them. You can never shy away from them. You have always, you know, to try and learn from that and come up with means and ways, you know, to get that right. And I think in the long term, it will also benefit the team.
All right, Coach, you've worked with one of the best coaches in the country, which is Coach Eric Tinkler, who's left the club. And previous to that, you worked with one of the men that has made the best impact in this decade, from the year 2010 onwards, this decade that we are closing now, which is Coach Stuart Baxter at Kaizer Chiefs, and he's trying to make an impact with Bafana Bafana. And Coach Eric Tinkler has had complimentary words towards yourself, Kaitano Tembo. When you look at yourself in the mirror and the task that is in front of you, saving SuperSport United, do you think beyond that? Do you think, okay, I've worked with these guys, I've had experience in the PSL as a player, as an assistant, would this be a task of coaching SuperSport onwards next season or in the next two seasons, or any other PSL team? Is this a task that you would embrace? Do you think about it?
Well, I think the most important thing, I don't really want to, you know, get ahead of myself. I think we've got a very important mission, like you said, a task. And I can only appreciate the confidence which has been shown, you know, to me by the club, you know, to take, you know, to be in charge of the team when we are in this, you know, situation. It's always easier when you're, you know, behind the scenes. And at the moment, the focus for us is the job at hand. I think we don't, you know, really need to, you know, think about next season, because otherwise we lose focus on what we are supposed to be achieving, and we've got to try and take it in by game, and that's what we're doing. What happens next season it's another issue at the moment, and I think, but the main focus is for us to try and, you know, do well and get out of, you know, the relegation, you know, situation which we are in.
All right. And Mamelodi Sundowns, before I let you go, Coach, your neighbors, it's like whatever they're doing at the top, you're just doing the opposite, in that they're number one and you're number 14. And only Orlando Pirates can stop them from winning the logs now, or all the sides that they're about to face in the next three games. What do you think has gone well for them, and do you think that they will ultimately win the league?
Well, Sundowns are a very good team. If you look at them, they've, you know, really played the same team consistently, and it takes a lot of, you know, time and effort as well from everyone, you know, to try and, you know, make sure that the team gels like the way they are now. Because they've been together for a very long time, and I think Peter has done a brilliant job there. And you can see when they change a little bit in terms of their personnel, they also tend to, you know, to struggle a little bit. But when they play with the same team that we tried and tested, it's flawless, you know, because of, you know, the players have been together for a very long time and they understand each other. And that's not easy to, you know, to build. You cannot get that in a very short space of time. It takes time. It takes a lot of effort as well. And I think that's why they are the favorites at the moment, you know, to win the championship. But, you know, you never know in football. Three games is a very long time. Three games is a very long time. You can see Pirates are also putting them under pressure, but I would like to think that the Sundowns have got the consistency in terms of how they've been playing and in terms of results. They're in pole position to win it. It's theirs to lose, but you cannot write off Orlando Pirates because they also improved from last season. They're a different team. They're on form. And I think they haven't lost, you know, a game for quite some time as well. So it's a two-horse race, and we just have to wait and see.
All right. But with your experience, I mean, the reason why I ask you is because you are a former PSL player and you're also a coach now. I need you to pick one.
Well, I think it's a very tough one. I think now the point tally has been cut to 3 now. And, you know, in this game, sometimes you might have a game in hand. We had about 5 to 6 games in hand before January. And look at where we are now. So I think the two teams, they will take it through to the wire. The strongest one, the one who stays consistent, I think will be able to win it. But at the moment, I think Sundowns have got the advantage.
All right. All right. Not picking any winner there. Do you have a winner for player of the season? Any alternative to Pesitao, or you also think that Pesitao will win?
Well, I think beyond any doubt, I think Pesitao has done really well. You know, he's progressed from last season. He's always, you know, getting, you know, taking to another level. And this season he's been scoring goals. I think if I remember last season, he used to miss a lot of, you know, chances. But this season he has really polished himself. And I think he's currently the top goal scorer. He's leading the pack there. And that shows the quality he has and the kind of player he is. And I think he's the one who have to take it.
All right. Thank you very much, Coach Kaitano Tembo, caretaker coach of SuperSport United. We appreciate your thoughts.
Thank you very much.
And as always, and as usual, we thank you very much for listening to the big interview, and it was brought to you by Engine for this time around, and we hope you enjoyed this chat that I had with the SuperSport United caretaker coach. For more of these conversations, please go to the website www.sokaladuma.co.za. For now, it's goodbye.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.